Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about a protest staged today by the MTC Alliance and the current political situation in Zimbabwe ahead of the forthcoming general elections.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political situation in Zimbabwe as the MTC Alliance stages a protest over lack of tangible electoral reforms.
The MDC Alliance, which is fielding a presidential candidate Nelson Chamisa, today staged a street protest in Harare over the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's failure to allow it to monitor the printing and storing of ballot papers, lack of a clean voters' roll, and other issues.
The MDC Alliance, comprising several opposition parties in Zimbabwe, is also unhappy over text messages being allegedly sent out to its members by the ruling ZANU-PF party, urging them to vote for President Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF in the July 30th general elections.
The alliance claims that ZEC is in the process of rigging the forthcoming polls on behalf of the ruling party, but ZEC and ZANU-PF have dismissed the claims as far-fetched.
Yeah, mahlaba zulu ngali sandukusi xhuma khona manje lamhla ke sixoxa ngokwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe lapho kade kutshengisela khona umanyano we-MTC Alliance. Bakhonelwa ngokuthi kabavunyelwanga iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ukuthi babone ukudindwa kwamaphepha ama-ballot papers njalo lokuthi banikwe ugwalo lokuvota olwe-voters roll olukhanyayo ukuthi luyangaphi. Njalo ngenxa sesikhangela kathesi bazonde kakhulu donga. Ngokuthi kula ma-text messages aphoselwa abantu khonapho ukuthi bathi votele Mnangagwa, votele ZANU-PF.
Regaiti mbonza ukuthi mutungamiri we-MDCT uye variwo vachamirira MDC Alliance musarudzo vaNelson Chamisa vari kuti timborakidza vateereri nevatariri vhidhiyo.
Is an authentic ballot. Kureva kuti hakuchatorani. Kureva kuti hakudi. Parasi raine jera. Muri ava ini. Vafana muri kuhero. We have nothing to lose in this country. We have lost everything. But we are prepared to defend our right to an integrity, your vote, to an integrity, your voter's role, to an integrity, your mega swap the voter, you know, it's up to win my election. That is it. In those up to kind of vote, but I know voter I'm going to have. Jiza mama jiza kukula izenzo saka isiri clear chakudzai hapana akavudzwa kuburikidza neposta tine ma mechanisms edu tiri kuuya district by
that is Mr. Nelson Chamisa, who is a presidential candidate for the MTC Alliance. His alliance or his group was today staging a protest in Harare. Mm-hmm. So according to reports that we received from our correspondents, it seems as if there were thousands of people mm-hmm. that were actually following that. And he's saying that, you know, they want free, fair, credible and transparent elections.
Oh,
so he's even saying that it's untrue that Mrs. Mugabe, that is Grace Mugabe, mm-hmm. is likely to be his vice president. He's saying, no. That's
speculative.
So now you want to give us the old man.
He
wants his vote.
Vote yane ida. Pamsoro, pekura tizira, kwa itika mkati megutare Harare, kuchi kokeruwa, ni mbatani zikawe MDC Alliance. Itawona mtungamiri we MDCT, uye wari wa wachamiri la MDC Alliance, Musarudzo, Vanelson Chamisa, wachitungamira kuratidzira ukupamwe, nevamwe watingatima principal kana watungamiri we mange mapato, arumu batanzi kwa MDC Alliance. Javaru kunyanyo chemera, vanoda kuti munyika, muitwe sarudzo, zakachena, zisina anozo chema mangwana, uye kuti zeki inge ishibuda pachena, panyaya kudindwa kwemagwaro ekuvotera kana kuti ekuvotesa ma ballot papers uye kuti achachengeterwa kupi nani ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvavari kunyunyuta nazvo nenyaya yavo dzimwe dzavari kuti mitemo inechekuita nesarudzo haina kunyatsowandudzwa zvekuti ipe vanhu mukana wakasununguka imwe nyaya iri kuchemwa ne MDCT ne kana ne MDC Alliance inyaya yekuti vanhu vari kutambira ma message ari kutumirwa kuburikidza nenharembozha kana ma text message pamafoni ari kukokera kuti vange vachitsigira Zano PF musarudzo kana kuti kuvotera Zano PF izvi zviri kunzi vanhu ivava veZano PF vakawana kupi nhamba dzevanhu ivava vari kutumira ma message nekuti ari kunzi vari kuita inonzi bulk messaging ikuti vanongotumira and vari kushandisa constituents kana kuti dunu vanhu varimo obva vangonyorwa nezita rako rekupedzisira senemu yako kunzi Kandemiri toda kuti uvhotere vaGibbs Dube ndovachange vari MP munzvimbo menyu saka vavhotere saka ndozviri kunzi nevanhu vakawana kupi namba dzedu vari kupomera Zanu PF kudyidzana nezeki ndonyaya imwe yatichakurukura iyo
if I was one of the campaigners and I send you that message, you're going to vote for me?
No, it depends with
which party.
No, not party.
Yeah.
With what you have to offer.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wonderful. So now I'm told that we are joined by Mr. Mnyaradzi Paul Mangwana of ZANU-PF. He's the ZANU-PF Secretary for Legal Affairs. But before that, let me just announce that England has actually scored. So it's 1-0 against Croatia. Mm-hmm. So okay, England is sihlohlile Zulugandaba, so 1-0. So since it's been local city chair to Hamajan, Kulokulokunyok Fanayo. Yeah, so okay, Mr. Mangwana, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. So tell us a bit about what you are seeing on the ground there. We are told the MTC Alliance is complaining bitterly about, one, you know, the voters' role, and secondly, you know, so many things like the text messages being sent out by ZANU-PF to MTC Alliance supporters. What is going on?
As ZANU-PF, we prepared for the elections, and sending text messages is a way of communicating, a lawful way of communicating with people you want to communicate with. So ZANU-PF gathered a lot of data about its potential supporters, its actual supporters and potential supporters over a period of time. And we have what we call our cell registers. When we construct our cell registers against each cell member, we capture the contact details so that when we want to call for a meeting, we can always call them using the cell numbers. So this is the same data we are now using for campaigning, and it's properly, perfectly lawful to do so. We have never forced anyone to give us their cell numbers when they don't wish to do so. Only people who are either our supporters or sympathetic to us provided us with their cell numbers, and these are the people we are communicating with.
But MTC Alliance is complaining bitterly, and they're saying maybe you got some information from ZEC.
That is not true. We do not contact ZEC for anything. Our party is structured from the cell. 50 members of our party make up a cell. So it's very easy for us to get the cell numbers of our party members because of the structure, the superior structure we've had in place.
Aiwa ramba yanyimuri pa runare vamangwana tanzwa kuti va Douglas Monzora vanove munyori mukuru webatore MDCT Rinove Nengwe MDC Alliance, Vari Parunari. Vam Wonzora, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Zimbabwe. I want to start by thanking all those Zimbabweans who were in the streets today.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Mr. Mwanzora. Firstly, I would like to ask you to respond to Mr. Mangwana's respond over allegations that ZANU-PF is sending personalized messages to individuals. And the question that where did they get that database, Mr. Mangwana explained that. May you respond to him?
I'm afraid to say that the information that Honorable Mangwana has just given is simply not true. He says that these messages were being sent to ZANU-PF supporters or potential supporters, he said. But that cannot be correct because these messages are being sent to everyone. For example, the MDC National Standing Committee met 17 persons. Each and every one of those persons received the message. I received that message. I am not a supporter of ZANU-PF, nor am I a potential supporter of ZANU-PF. Nelson Chamisa is not a supporter of ZANU-PF, neither is he a potential supporter of ZANU-PF. We have had a lot of people who have received this. So the information was got from a central place. I stay in Mount Pleasant, I am registered as a voter in Nyanga, and members of my family, my immediate family, are registered in Mount Pleasant. They got a different message, a similar message, in the sense that it says vote for President Mnangagwa, and then it says vote for this one as MP. For me, my message is that I should vote for a Mrs. Sanyatwe, who is contesting in Nyanga North. And for my spouse, it is vote for Fortune Chasi, who is the ZANU-PF candidate for Mashonaland, for Mazoe. Now, how did they get this? This is the only thing is that they should got it from the ZEC database. ZEC information which contains the name of the voter, that's why they will guess your surname, the constituent that you are in, and the ZANU-PF person who is campaigning in that constituent. So it is simply not true that this was gotten from an independent ZANU-PF database. This was got from, obviously, from information that is within the Zimbabwe Election Commission. It explains why we are very unsatisfied that the reason why ZEC is withholding certain information on the voters' roll is to protect the privacy of people. Certainly, our privacy is not protected. We are receiving messages that are unwanted. DC supporters, the majority of them, over as far as I could tell, almost everyone, every official of the MDC has received these messages. So these are not independently, they are not the data which has been independently gathered, as Honorable Mangwana is saying. And he must explain, of course, why Honorable Chamisa would get that message when he is in fact the presidential candidate who is directly squaring up with the ZANU-PF presidential candidate.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mwanzora. Zvinogona kuitika hanzi kana uchitsvaga kaunongokanda. Saka dzimwe nguva veZANU-PF varodawo kuti vachamisa vavhotere vaMnangagwa.
Regai tizwe. Maybe Mr. Mnangagwa.
ZANU-PF ZANU-PF apo hongu vane kodzero yekutsvaga rutsigiro. Asi information iyi vakaiwana kupi? Information iyoyo vakaiwana kuZEC. Nekuti ZEC chete ndiyo ine information iyoyo. Information iyoyo iswamo tiri kuiema, but ZANU-PF iri kupiwa.
Regai tinzwe, Gibbs.
So maybe the Emmerson Mnangagwa team is very tech savvy.
Yes.
We may make that assumption. In the sense that what Mr. Mangwana is saying is that, you know, they obtained this from the cells of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Mangwana, does it imply that Mr. Nelson Chamisa and Mr. Douglas Mwanzora are in your cell circles
I cannot respond to hearsay because I have not seen that. I have told you the exercise we carried out, but it is also possible because Douglas Monzora was a member of our party, and sometimes he's sympathetic to our party. It's possible that he gave us the data.
So you're using very old data, and you assume that that's the case.
No, with Zimbabweans. Today they are with this party, tomorrow they are with the other party, especially with the problems in MDC. We are a big tent, we accept everyone.
Mr. Mozola, so ZANU-PF is a big tent, right?
Well, certainly is not true. I have never been a member of your party, and I do not want to be. I am a contented member of my party, and I have represented my party well. So for you to claim that I at one time was a member of your party, that is not certainly not true. I never was a card-carrying member of ZANU-PF at all. So that is certainly not true.
Mm-hmm. So this is a field for litigation, Mr. Monzola. You are a lawyer. Maybe tell us a bit about that. Are there any chances of litigation in such cases, like you may take it to court?
Well, we are still studying that. We are still studying that, but we think the issue is more serious. That's why some of the people have said that this is the conduct get, just like Willow get. Now, it is a scandal which may call upon the ZEC chairperson to leave, because there is certainly a party that has breached the information systems of ZEC, that has breached the computers of ZEC, either on its own accord or with the collusion of ZEC. That is why we have always said that officers who are in ZEC are not impartial, because they have let out information to a player in the game which other people do not have access to. That is why we have seen ZANU-PF waging a spirited defense of ZEC, and a spirited defense that some parties must not get accurate information about what ZEC is holding. So it is very, very serious. Yes, there's a potential litigation. There is also potential of extra judicial struggles against that. It is a serious, serious thing. It is a scandal.
Thank you so much. Yes, that's the Baba Lape Kungwen, Ubabu Tizaya Hatebe. Baba Hatebe, unwachona njani? Baba Hatebe, Tizaya, uyangizwa?
Hello, Tizaya, ngisho Hatebe. Always be meaning this and Hatebe. Angaz nama niyangu, pali sisbo.
Oh, yeah, ungu Tizaya, kote bizu?
Yebo.
Yeah, uchona njani for it?
Ngapila njani.
Siyaphila kakhulu. Iwenuthini kodwa balolu lokutshengisela kwa umanyano we-MTC Alliance njalo lokuthi kula bantu abathola ama-text message avela kuZANU-PF abathi libavotele?
Into lokutshengisela lurayithi kakhulu, and ngibonile abantu baphume ngobuningi okukhomba ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe bakhathele ngala makhruku abusizwe lethu. Amakhruku lawa eZANU-PF izwe lethu linebhadi kakhulu. Lalithethe umuntu, the evil man, the evilest man in the world. Obulala the black person, while he's a black person as well. And unfortunately, kuphuma yena kungena the same person ofana naye akade bebulala abantu bebonke. So lento yama text message nje abantu bezanu-PF bangazama ukuthi baphike. Obviously bazophika. Into encane kakhulu kubo for ukuthi baphike, bathi abathathanga ama-details kuzeki, but kuobvious bawathethe khona way uMonzora ayi-explaina ngakhona, uku-explaina kakhe okuthi ngisho nomuntu ongayanga esikolweni uzawuza ukuthi hayi ngempela iqiniso lento ukuthi bayithathe kuzeki, ngoba izeki ngeZANU-PF into eyodwa, amakhruku onke bayafana. So lo muntu weZANU-PF lokade umakwana uzophika yena, afuna ukuphika ngakhona, ngoba phela baphika noma yini. Inani kakhulu lento ukuthi ayiphike, bazothi bathumela abantu ukuthi kuyobulawa abantu babulawe, ma ubabuza ezindabeni baphike. So ukuphika le ama-cellphone into encane kakhulu, nasambona ukuphika nje khululeka, uze uyahleka kodwa iqiniso uyalahla.
Wena awuyitholanga kodwa-ke, awuyitholanga i-text message?
Angiyitholanga. Ngithi thina lana the same people bona laba abalapho, yena lawo mankwana basalele ukuthi sivote from outside. while abantu abaningi ba outside of the country sibala ama millions abantu abase South Africa kungenani ke babethi babe bona ukuzima bekuzoba ngcono kube bayivumela abantu abase emazweni aseduze njenge South Africa ne Botswana like ne Mozambique ngoba ngakhuluma nje South Africa baningi kakhulu abantu bafika ama millions balile ngoba vele ngamakhulu bayazi ukuthi abantu abaningi balekile ezweni because of bona they are evil things that been doing to the people of Zimbabwe, chilling them for not voting for them. But babe ya impili bathi balele ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuvota ngokukhululeka. Ukukhululeka kwakhona uma ungavoteli bona sekufanele ubulawe, sekufanele wenze yonke leyo. So iZANU-PF vele ukhetho olu-free and fair bayazi kahle nabo ukuthi angeke baluwe. Basayi bona bemanipulator nezeki nazo zonke lezi zinto abazenza.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana.
Yes,
siyakuzwa kakhulu kodwa singabathethisi kangako. Sizethu sixoxeni phela sipolisi.
Ngibathethisi ngisho ukuthi babi bayazi nabo kuliqiniso. Nawe umsakazi ngiyazi umsakaza professional angeke uvume.
Ngoba
ngiyiprofessional mina awufani nabantu be-ZBC.
Hayi
siyakuzwa nawe uyayazi leyo nto ukuthi iZANU-PF ibulala abantu iyaroba into yaziyo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Desire khona ngapho ke Goli. Usegoli kumbunga bonke khona. Ye, kulungile ba. Hayi kulungile khona ngapho eSoweto. Yeah, so he's saying a lot of things. He supports the MTC Alliance's protest and you know he's saying Zeki is almost supporting ZANU-PF. He's not happy.
Okay, I will get a view from our guests, but we have another caller, Simbarashe Bengesai who is an Harare. Makadimu kwa Simbarashe.
Makadimu.
Taka Simba, tanzo hoti maamuri kumachi kana hoti maona zve kumacha wa kufora kwa itika Harare. Munga tuza wa zvanga mira se?
Tataka na wa kumacha. It was the bozi vanhu vanga vakawanda. And it was very, very peaceful. The apparat was very, very peaceful. Vanhu vamacha nechembere dzanga dzine pakudakadza.
Asi mukoma Simbarashe munofunga imi kuti kumacha kune zvakunoburitsa.
Ndopa nenyaya papo kumacha kuku kunotowedzera kungwadza marumava zvekuti kuriga kwachina kune kuzvira.
Saka munofunga kuti vari kupedzera hoko padehwe rechindi.
Hai munofunga kuti marumava vakaita zvakaita kuti vagopa mukona.
Fone nyiri kudzima.
Kumacha kunongoratidza nyika yese pakuitwa navacha.
Kungorakidza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei. Aiwa maita basa mukoma. Saka munoisa vanhu vafora mungavaisa. Vanhu vafora mungavaisa pahuwandu hwakadi.
Handinganye baivapo pati. I said over
300,000. Over 300,000. Ah, maita basa shukuru mkoma Simbarashe. Thank you. Gibbs, he says he saw the MDC Alliance march in Harare, and there were a lot of people, placard carrying people, including elderly women whom he saw waving those placards, and asking them whether he thinks that will bring the much needed change that the MDC Alliance is advocating for, but he was not sure on that.
And yet, a nice estimate, right?
Yeah, 300,000.
Mr. Monzoro, how many people are there in the march?
Well, our information department estimates these people at around 40,000. And I want to say that we were very happy about the disciplined nature of the demonstration. I just want to answer the former caller, the immediate caller, previous caller, when he says that he doesn't think that marching does achieve anything. Well, the first thing is that the fact that you had so many people coming means it testifies to the outrage that the Zimbabweans have about the two issues that we are marching about. The issue being that the ZEC is denying us the voters' roll, which is prescribed in terms of Section 9 of the voter registration regulations. And this section says that the voters' roll contain the name, address, sex, ID number, and photograph of the voter. We were not given a voter's roll with these specifications. The second issue was around the printing of the ballots. For the avoidance of doubt, the NDC does not want to help print the ballot papers. It wants to observe the printing of the ballots. It is interested in the information regarding the procurement of the ballot material, the printing of the ballots, the number that have been printed, the extra ballots that have been printed, and the security arrangements around the storage of the printing of the ballots, of ballot papers themselves, and the distribution of the ballot papers. So we want to observe. We don't want to take part in the printing. Therefore, we don't want to interfere with printing, but we want to be satisfied that there is no parallel printing of the ballot material. We said so because in 2013, the Ministry of Youth, led by Kaswere then, printed extra voter registration slips, and these were all discovered on the polling day at Hatfield. Some of them, they were discovered in the constituents, and we do have evidence of that. Because of that experience, we want to make sure that the ballot material that has been printed across the number of voters in Zimbabwe and it is scientific, and that it is stored in such a way that it is tamper-proof. That's what we are interested in. We have not been given. That is, Zimbabweans are coming in their thousands in demonstrating this outrage. Means that the message is popular. It means that the electoral authorities must listen to this message. And what they did today showed the effectiveness of the demonstration. The ZEC officials ran away from their offices when we wanted to give them the petition. So they only left Mr. Manyau, who is in the Human Relations Department, Public Relations Department. So it is important for people to demonstrate that they don't want something. It is up to the government to ignore them and to ignore people of this, to ignore people at this juncture is very, very irresponsible. We want a free and fair election. Those people want to vote, and they are sensitive to the theft of their votes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora. Maybe you can go to...
Yeah, Mr. Mangwana. Yes. Yeah, Mr. Mangwana, does your party also want to observe the printing of the ballot and to make sure where the ballot papers will be stored?
We have confidence in ZEC, and we have no business in watching the printing of ballot papers. We are busy campaigning because we win elections by convincing people to vote for our party and telling them about what we have done so far and what we promised to do for them. And we don't need to be fighting ZEC over issues which are not important as far as we are concerned.
But do you think that the other political parties will buy your position that you have no business in that, considering that
they are... I cannot comment on their behalf.
No, I was just looking at...
I don't have a mandate to comment on behalf of any political party. They have a right to take whatever position they want to take. But as far as Zanpiev is concerned, Zek is doing its work very well, and we have no reason to be fighting Zek.
Okay, thank you. Stay on the line.
Maybe before we go to that caller, just 1 second. Callers. 1 second. Mr. Mangwana, so do you know the features on the ballot box, on the ballot papers? Ballot papers, sorry.
The features on the ballot papers?
Yes.
They are in accordance with the law.
So did you see them?
I'm saying I know that the features on the ballot paper
are in accordance with the laws of the country.
Okay, thank you so much. That's very technical. Thank you. So, what is that again? I'm a caller, Lapage.
Yeah, we have two.
Babu Dube, unjani? Babu Dube, unjani? Yeah, we are going to Dube. Yeah, what did you get? MTC Alliance, which is selling Lamplange, Lacuna Wins, and Alice Babugalis.
Yebo, ngifuna ukuphawula lapha ngendaba yama SMS abathunyelwayo. Ngifuna ukuthi ebantwini bakithi mabangabi bangabunaki lokhu yana. Ngoba naye MDC ngakwazi ukuthi iye kudatabase ufune lokhu kusebenzise. Ifune ngempela ngempela kuyiqiniso ukuthi bangabanikeza khona bakhona ukusebenzana bathunyelwe eni noma ngabe ubani. Ayikho intombi baba Dube iyashelwa abantu abawu-20 kodwa iyazi ukuthi izoqhoma bani phakathi kwabo kuyitshela baqhome bonke eqhomo yethu. So mabangakunaki lokhu akwinto kwama-SMS yinto nje abakhampeyina ngabadinga nakusekele.
Mhm. So kumele beku-ignore bathi hayi njengoba bekwazi lapha bayakhona.
Yes, bona bayazi kuphela abavotela khona abantu ukuthi siyovotela futhi ungidumele 20 times yama-SMS akusho lutho lokhu yami.
Mhm.
Abantu bakithi mabangakukhathazeki ngakho. Abahlale eqinisweni bazi ukuthi hayi thina siyovota siyovotela i-MDC.
Uyijaye esikhonkosini vote. Siyabonga kakhulu Dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Papa Dube. So he's saying people know what to vote for. Yeah, kulungile baba. So he says people know exactly who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And so these SMSs, he says they're useless.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to, you know, quote me and whatever. It doesn't work. Because you're focused, you know where
but,
you're going.
But yeah. You know something that comes last minute can also change your mind?
It does it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tinemwe mtereri varipato nare, magadi mkoma?
Yipo, magasimbe.
Takasimba, sita ndiani?
Fatso.
Fatso. Mkoma Fatso, jiri sei?
Dotito.
Kudotito, kuri sei kudotito?
Kuri nani chose, kuri sei koko.
Ayo wakuno kuri nani tinotenda kuti takwanisa kukubata imuri kudotito tiudzewo zvamuri kuda kutaura pamusoro penyaya mbiri dzatiri kukurukura kuratidzira kwaita MDC Alliance nhasi pamwe chete nenyaya yemamessage kana ma SMS ari kutumirwa nezano PF kuvanhu.
Kurangidzira kwakanaka chose uye ndoda kuyeuchidza vanhu muZimbabwe kuti ngava tarise kuti kwatamba kuri nezano PF ngativhotirei vachamisawo. Pinde muZimbabwe itsva. Zvekare ndoda kuzivisa vanhu veZimbabwe kuti kuno kudotito kunoku hakuchisina ZANU-PF. Mamembers eZANU-PF vazhinji vacho vakapa pamaprimary elections paipai. Vari kudanidzira kuti bhora musango tiri kuvhotera MDC. Zvekare ndoda kuti zviri kuitwa neZANU-PF neZED ngavasiyane nazvo. Ndosaka vachigara vachichema kuti tiripa zvirango zveupfumi zvenyaya dzavo idzodzo ngavasiyane nazvo izvozvo.
Asi muchitarisawo imi because muri kungotarisa dzimwe nguva nzvimbo yamunogara mudunhu renyu remashonaland central rakamira sei munyaya dzemapato?
Aiwa kuno kuvashomashoma ndevamamijuru vazhinji vacho ndevemdc zana isina munhu kunoku.
Ndofunga vari kuzvinzwa asi vachatambira maSMS vachirimaindwa kuti zano ichiripo.
Right, inini ndine nyaya yangu munozondifonera kana muchinge maona mukana ndine nyaya yangu.
Aiwa tinokubatai mukoma.
Ndinotenda.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, that was Mukoma Fatso from Dotito. Dotito is in Mashonaland Central. And he's urging people to vote for Chamisa, saying that we have tried and tested ZANU-PF and nothing much has come out of that. But he also says that there's no more ZANU-PF in Dotito.
So he says he's liberated.
That's what he, no, not as such, but he's saying that in the whole province, Mashonaland Central, there's a pocket of Maimjuru supporters and the bulk is MDC and then ZANU-PF, none. I don't think that's true. Recently, they held a meeting in Bindura.
So many people, yeah.
Yeah, there were many people.
Maybe there were people looking for food. Eh? We asked Mr. Mangwan.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go to Mr. Manzola. Mr. Manzola, I guess you wanted to respond to what Mr. Mangwan was saying in terms of the features of the ballot papers.
Yes, what I'm saying is that Honorable Mangwana is saying that they are confident that the features that are on this ballot paper. How do they know without seeing them? And for the information of the public, both Honorable Mangwana and myself sit in what is called a high level political platform, which then was a platform for the three political parties who are in parliament, MDC, ZANU-PF, and MDCN. We were specifically promised by Mrs. Chigumba that we will be allowed to, our parties will be allowed to observe the printing of the ballot paper. We were also told that we could take samples of the ballot material, including the paper and the liquid, and give our scientists to test wherever these materials. But there was a sudden change of heart on the part of ZEC. So we are wondering why there was that change of heart. ZEC had promised us the three political parties, and ZEC actually issued a statement to that effect, that they were going to allow us to observe the printing of the ballots, but they have not. ZANU-PF does not worry about that because they have knowledge already. We now have heard the manipulation of the ballot paper, especially the presidential paper. We are out of 23 candidates. 14 or 15 are put on one row, and then the others are put on another row. One would think that you put equal numbers across the rows or simply follow the alphabet. So we see an attempt by ZEC to rig the alphabet in favor of President Mnangagwa, and that is unacceptable. When we talk about observing the printing of the ballot paper, it's nothing new. South Africa, all the political parties who are interested are allowed to observe the printing. And when it comes to the issue of the pictures on the voters' roll, in Rwanda, it is there, in Zambia, it is there, and so on. So there is nothing new about this thing. But this is an attempt by ZANU-PF to cheat. This is because if you put the pictures, you can also analyze the voter's roll using the pictures to analyze the picture on how many times it has appeared in the voter's roll, because there is a practical possibility of a person voting in multiple centers using different names and different IDs, and that system will then pick those type of cheats. Now, the fact that ZEC is denying us that, it means that it is denying us the opportunity to test that aspect. So it is very, very wrong. And to add on to that, ZEC has said that they are going to provide voters roll with pictures on the voting day for the use of the polling officers. What this means in effect is that they've given us a wrong voters' roll, a different voters' roll to the voters' roll that they are going to use. The law says that we must be given a copy of the same voters' roll that is going to be used during polling.
Thank you so much. I think you heard what he's saying. You know,
yes, and
he's very concerned about some of these things.
Mr. Mangwana is itching to respond. Yes. Mr. Mangwana.
Is the gospel by Prophet Monzora. I am not equipped to be a prophet. I cannot foretell what I have not seen. He is the only one in their party who has got those supernatural powers. So I cannot comment about things which operate in a different realm. They know exactly what's going to happen in the future. I do not know. I have confidence in the Electoral Commission, and our party has got confidence in that commission. So I have no comment to make.
But Mr. Mangwana, has ZEC actually talked to your party about the lack of pictures or photographs in
we
the voters'
room? Communicate with ZEC as a party. We are a player.
Did you ever ask? Did you ever ask why there were no pictures in the voters'
room? I know that ZEC is complying with the law,
but there are no pictures.
I don't know. We've not voted.
In the voters' roll, there are no pictures.
We've seen the voters' roll. There are no pictures on the voter's roll, but they are in full compliance with the law.
But the law says you must provide, they must provide.
Ask Blake about that. We are happy with the status quo.
Mr. Manzoro, pictures, pictures, and pictures. Mr. Manzoro, are you there? Hello, Mr. Manzoro, are you there?
No,
he's yes.
Yes.
Quiet. Quiet, sir. Yeah, quiet, Mr. Manzoro. We're talking about the pictures. Yes,
yes. I was replying to Honorable Mara saying that they are complying with the law. Mm-hmm. They are not complying with the law. First, Section 9 of the Voter Registration Regulations says voters' roll must contain the name, address, sex, ID number, and the photograph of that voter. That's what the law says. And the law also says in Section 21 of the Electoral Act that the voter's roll is a public document.
Mm-hmm.
If you provide a voter's roll which does not have any of the features mentioned in the law, you cannot say you are complying with the law. And when you think the voter's roll is a public document and you hide the parts of that document from that public, then it ceases to be a public document. It is a public-private document in the sense that certain information is only privy, the certain persons are only privy to that information while others don't. Then, number three, they are breaching Section 62 mm-hmm. of the Constitution. Section 62 of the Constitution says every Zimbabwean has the right to information for the protection and advancement of a right. So the MDC Alliance, being a contestant in the election, is definitely interested in the voters' roll, in the identity of the voters, and in the ability to make sure the voters' roll is not abused. Already, when we were going through the voters' roll this for the past few days, we have seen a lot of duplications using the name.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen a lot of duplications using the addresses. But we would have seen more duplicates, we suppose, if we had used the biometric features. It must not be forgotten that we went to the people and told them that we now have biometric voter registration.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the voters' roll we were given is exactly the same as Tobaya Mudede's voters' roll, where there was no biometric system. It is a voters' roll which does not have a single biometric feature on it.
Thank you.
And it is the wrong voters' roll.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manzoro.
Thank you, thank you. We have a caller. Tinawa Nyahoa Makadi. Takasimba, murukufona murukupewa Nyahoa.
Kuchegutu.
Nyaya tukukurukura imbiri, nyaya kuratidzira kwaitika nhasi, MDC Alliance, vachinyunyutane zvavari kuda kuti zeki igadzirise. Pamusoro pezvo tukukurukura nenyaya yema SMS kana mameseji anonzi ari kutumirwa kuvanhu nebato reZANU PF kuburidza nemafoni kana mamobile phone nare mbozha.
Yes, that's fine. Panyaya yemademonstrations, ndaida kubvunza kuti MDC zvinhu zvavanga vachidemonstratira irequirement here kunzi zeki inofanirwa kuzviita nemitemo. Since iwo vanga vari mu government of national unity and also all along vanga vane maparliamentarians mu parliament, I think vangadai vakachinja mutemo kuti uite compel zeki iite zvinhu izvozvo zvavanga vachidemonstratira. Find kuti vanhu ava pavanenge vari muparliament paya vanenge vari busy kuti tikuda kuti maMPs apiwe mota, tikuda zvakati zvikati. Then takusvika kumaelections kwotanga kunyuka tumwe tunhu kwanga vasinambogara vataura. Now it comes disturbing kuti senge zvichimbofamba sei. Then also paishe maSMS inotoda kuti maybe tinge paconsulta nemaaccess providers anditi like vana Econet vachona vonzwikwa zvoverifyiwa kuti atumira SMS ndiani. Nekuti iko zvino you look at it ka
zvakuita zvekuti NDC yaikuita kunge katraide vakuita kunge vane vakuita culture yekuti yekuchema chema iyayo kuti at every corner zvoita zvekuti vari kuda kuchema chema on something nao kutizwa kuti maSMSs achona abva kuvavezano here kana kuti haana hakunetsa manje because ndisi ndochema chema neichi chema neicho yachema neicho tichiona kuti zviri serious ndezvipi hazvichaoneki. Then also issue yachona iri kunzi panorigwa natisina kuona printing yemaballot papers tichitarisa zvinoitika papolling station zvanochoda kuti NDC ieducate vanhu kuti rigging yacho inoitwa sei so that munhu wose achaparticipata anenge achiongororawo kuti zveshuwa takaona ABC iitwa imeans kuti pachaitwa rigging but tichangoti isusu pacharigwa but tisingazivisisi kuti panorigwa hawo because mukaona maagents anenge aripo ballot box rinovhurwa vanhu vasati vatanga kuvhota rovharwa munhu wose achiona then vanhu votanga kuvhota maagents aivi hasiri kutorekodha kuti vanhu vavhotera imomo vangani ozoona pakukaunta paya kuti mavhosi avo ari kuindirana here
nhamba
yevanhu vari kuzavhota
ipapo mukomanyahuwa
toda kuti NDC itsanangurire
vanhuregai tichapa vamonzera mukana wekuti vatsanangurire regai titore mumwe muteereri tisati taenda kuna vamonzera kuti vapindure ndiani mumwe muteereri watiinaye parunhare alo ndiani
ndivagandidzanwa wedzera gandidzanwa
gambidzanwa
exactly
thank you so much pindai muchirongwa
ndaa ndichide kuti nditaure navamangwana asi ndatoperegai ndakutopindura ivo vachihoa avo vakapo varipo mai vanga vari pao
vanyahoa vanga vari parunare
vanga vari pao kuti zvavanodo kudambo kutsanangura vachide kutaruka sekuti vane ruzivo kana kuti vanokwanise kudefenda chinhu chiri kudiwa kuti seki iite zvinhu zviri pachena sezvayakaita kutore mapikture avanhu yatore mapikture avanhu inofanira kuti idi ibudise zevotas roll rine mapikture avanhu ndo pano musiyano wevotas roll kare nevamanje hatitizvo zvakare tinozviziva isusu kuti zeki pachayo haina simba ende MDC iri kuti izvo chakatanga ndo chakachenjera imi vanyahowa zivai kuti munhu ZANU PF mamuri nhasi mune vamwe vasikadiwa munangagwa otherwise ndo vari kutobatsira vanhu vari kuchema chemawo saka zvanga zvakanaka kuti zvese zviitwe ende kupariamendi kwamunotaura zivai kuti MDC haina majority kana muchidaro saka imi chaivo chaichi rangarirai 208 kuti mavhoti akatore nguva asasika abuda zeki yacho iripo saka munoona kuti zvamunoita izvo ngezvekuti muri kungotaura uchidifenda kuti zvakazodai zvakazodai imi itai zvinhu zviri pachena ndo zvinongodiwa ndokupisa kuti kana muchikundidzwa vatere kuti itai zvinodiwa navanhu tifare plus zivai zvekuti mune vanhu vakanga vachikwanisa kukondorore nyika vaitonge nyika vakabuda otherwise ndo vari kudai vechibatsira vamwana vari kuchema chema kuti munoryirwa pakati saka zvakanaka ngezvekuti kuti nyika maerection edu abude zvakanaka taingokumbira zvese zviite pachena ndo zvandaingokumbira hangu
thank you so much maita basa zvikuru vagandidzanwa
ndatenda
thank you Gibbs the previous caller Mr. Nyahoa from Chegutu he was questioning why the MDC is always complaining, yet it was in the GNU and also it had members in parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And on the issue of SMSs, he says service providers have to explain what happens first before MDC comes to conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Mr. Gandidzanwa. He says ZEC should be transparent. He was essentially responding to Mr. Nyahoa. He said ZEC should be a transparent entity. And also, he is saying the MDC Alliance may be using inside information because he says ZANU-PF is no longer as united as it used to be. So maybe some people inside ZANU-PF are providing ZEC, MDC Alliance party or the people in the MDC Alliance with information as to how rigging occurs. And he was asking Mr. Nyahoa why he was defending ZANU-PF that much. Yes.
So as a breather between these two gentlemen that are talking about politics, it's still England 1, Croatia 0.
And it's half-time. So it's half-time right now. Here we don't have half-time.
Here we don't have half-time. So when is exactly at the hour?
Yes.
We have to get out of this place. So now let's go back to Mr. Monzora to Mr. Mangwana. Mr. Mangwana, maybe we may make an assumption that the biometric machines malfunctioned, and so they couldn't capture people's features, you know, like faces and all those kind of things. This is an assumption. At the same time, there is a social media message circulating that all MDC Alliance members should carry their own pens on the day of voting, meaning that they fear that there is an X that normally migrates from, an opposition party candidate to a ruling party candidate after voting. So can you bring this to light so that people are assured that this doesn't happen or it happens?
I'm a trained lawyer. I don't waste my time commenting on superstition. I do not have a competence in that realm. Uh-huh. Maybe Honorable Monzora, coming from Nyanga, where they do a lot of lightning activities, super science, can be more equipped to answer that question.
So, but in terms of the pictures, my assumption is maybe the machines malfunctioned. Maybe that could be the case, Mr. Mangwana.
I cannot answer that question either. Uh-huh. You better have an interview with Zach. Uh-huh. I cannot answer that question.
Yes, but would you like to see a voter's roll with pictures? As ZANU-PF.
The voter's roll must be in compliance with the law. That's basically what I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Vamangwana, nyaya yataurwa, yawa Monzora, nyaya yataurwa na Gibbs Dube yekunzi muri kukurudzira nengo dzenyu kuti dzinge dzichitakura mapenzura ma ballpoint adzo kuenda kuno isa X muchitsvika kuti ma ballpoint kana mapenzura ezek anotiza nevhoti yenyu kuno kanda pano vamunangagwa. Zvakamira sei?
Tiri kukurudzira nengo dzedu dzeMDC nevana veZimbabwe kuti pavanovhota ngava takure mabopoint awo vega, vanonyora nemabopoint awo maever sharp. Tinodaro nokuti kune technology iriko yokuti pakanyorwa panenge pane inonzi invisible ink inenge yakanyora kudhara zvekuti hazvionekwe nenegative eye, inokwanisa kuactivated nechimwe chinhu. Isainzi dzavako kunana Israel, isainzi dzavako kunana China. Saka isu ndokusaka taiti tinoda kutesta pepa iri tione tega kuti zvakamira sei. Tinoda kutesta ingi iyi ichashandiswa kuti tione tega kuti zvakamira sei. Ndoenda kune mutereri ndofunga ndive kuchegutu abvunza vachiti zviri kudiwa neMDC Alliance ika kuti tidemonstrate zviri pamutemo here. Hongu baba, zvinhu izvozvo zviri pamutemo. Chekutanga chekuti voters roll, tipiwe voters roll richashandiswa pakuvhota zviri pamutemo. Hazvisi pamutemo kupa vanhu voters roll risiri iro ramuchazoseenzesa. Ndochekutanga tiri pakare ipapo mutemo wedu unotaura iwo kuti voters roll iri rinofanira kunge rine chiine. Ndokusaka muchiona kuti vamangwana vari kungoti must comply with the law. Havasi kuenda kunotaura kuti mutemo wacho unomboti kudii. Mutemo wapo mazuva ano baba unoti voters roll iroro rinofanira kunge rine mapictures. Isu tobvunza seMDC Alliance, makatora mapicture evanhu makamatorerei? Kana muchiti imimi vanhu makareva havafaniri kuzomaona. Touya panyaya yekuti takanga tiri muparliament, takadini kugadzira tiri muparliament nyaya idzi. Ndaenda ikoko nyaya yekuti tinofanira kuona panodhindwa mapepers aya. Hongu tinofanira kupaona kuti tizive kuti padhindwa mangani uyezve maextra mangani kuitira kuti pasazove kuti panodhindwa amwe apa odhindwa mamwe apa. Toziva kuti akachengetedzwa zviri pamutemo kuitira kuti parege kutya ballot stuffing. Ballot stuffing inoitika kana vamwe vanhu vaine mapepers akasiyana on top of others. Okanda mapepa 5 ne mapepa 2 mubox neyamuya. Toya panyaya yekuti CMDC ichikomplaina iyo yakanga iri muparliament yakadini kugadzidza mutemo. Ndiri kuzvinzwa izvozvo. Mhinduro yangu ndiyo kuti MDC iri muparliament yakatogadzira mitemo iyoyo. MDC iri muparliament ini nawa mangwana kuparliament takaspearhead mutemo unonzi Constitution of Zimbabwe. Constitution of Zimbabwe iyoyo inotaura musection 155 nemusection 16156 kuti sarudzo dzinofanira kunge dzakachena zviri transparent inofanira kuita zviri accountable zvinogutsa munhu wese inotaura zvakare kusection 235 kwezeki uku kuti zeki inofanira kufanisa bayo sei ndio zvati kuona kuti zeki haisi kuita mutemo zvakare weElectoral Act watakagadzira tiri kuparliament unotaura kuti wanzi tango ita voters roll ra public document hapachina secret inochengetwa pavoters roll
vamwenzera ndinozotaura ndingokubatai muromo ipapo kuti tinonzwa kuti muvhuro wega wega mapato munosangana nezeki sei musiri kusvitsa zvichemo izvo zvekuzeki pane kuti muzoita zvekudemonstrate
ndakasvitsa ndasvitsazve ndini musvitsi wazvo ndikataura nayo vana vamangwana vanotoziva kuti takagara tichitaura zvinyike izvozvo takaenda kukariba takaenda kuvictoria falls takaenda kuzeki tichitaura nyaya imwe cheteyo zvichemo zvedu zvinyuto zvedu tichizvitaura ndiyo zvakaita kuti mai chigumba vataure ivo kuti hazvina kana dambudziko mune kodzero yekuuya muchizoona ballot paper racho pariri kudhindirwa uye kuti rinodhindwa nanani motesta mega neingi yacho ndivo vega zvitaura
right.
So isu semagweta tichinzwa zvichitaurwa najudge takawa nekugutsikana tikataurira mapato edu asi jaji havana kupedzera pakutaurira isusu vakataurira Zimbabwe yese kuti izvi
ndizvo zvichagadziriswa. Thank you so much Mr. Monzo. Rambai muri parunhare. Tine muteereri mukoma Funga yeNyabokoto. Makadii mukoma? Halo mukoma Fungai.
Halo, ndiri kukunzwai makasimba here?
Aiwa tiri wapenyu. Nyaya yatinayi mudariro iyi taurai tinzwe nguva dzine dzamhanya idzi.
Ya, nguva dzamhanya zveshuwa. Inini ndanga ndichiti munoona dambudziko ratiri kuita muno muZimbabwe munomu iwani zvinhu zvese pazvinenge zvichifanirwa kuti zvifambe hazvisi kufamba nenguva iye zvine zvine tichimhanya tichiita mademonstration tichidai mamwe mabato aya anenge arimo musystema haasi kuda kutombobatsira MDC Alliance idambudziko iroro but kuchema kwedu ndekumwe chete wanana mangwana awa handizivi kuti vamangwana chaivo mhosva yatakapara isusu vana vezimbabwe kwavari chii yekuti pese pese ndinogara ndinzwa wanenge wachingonzvenga wachinzvenga chauri kunzvenga chaicho chaicho hapana musoro wenyaya ndeyekuti ngatigadzirisei zvinhu zviri kudiwa tiite election iri free and fair international igotambirawo pane zvinhu zvese zvatinenge tichitaura sevana vezimbabwe but ivo vanhu ivavo ndo vanotori nedambudziko ndo mastamping block handizivi kuti inini chaukaendeza kuchikoro chii unoenda kuchikoro kuti undiudze kuti 1+1 haisi 2 ngatiitei zvinhu zvine anza munyika muno munhu tagara isusu tiri kuchema each and every time 38 years tichingochema chete
nyayai
zvinhu zviri very simple
maita basa regai tipe vamangwana mukana wekungoti dimu vamangwana kungoti dimu kupindura
yekuti dai tarega kupedza maenergy tingopopota tokambeina toita sarudzo yakanaka ahwina tomupemberera nyika yedu yoenda mberi
your last word Mr. Manzola last word very short
I want to thank the people of Zimbabwe for demonstrating peacefully and demanding their rights. We must never tire. We must keep on knocking. The dictatorship is crumbling, and we are going to defeat it. But we want free and fair elections, and we should not beg our rights. We must demand our rights. I want to thank you, Zimbabwe.
Vamangwana, mashoko enyu ekupedzisira ndichabva ndango isamubvunzeba kuti mucharamba here muchitumira maSMS message atikunzwa kuti ane mutauro iwaya mamangopindura ipapo nekuisa shoko renyu kupedzisira.
Ramba tichitaura nevanotitsigira tichishandisa nzira dzose dzokutaura nazo including maSMS.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Sorry we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Mnyalazi Paul Mangwana, ZANU-PF Secretary for Legal Affairs, and Mr. Douglas Monzora, MDCT Secretary General. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Goodbye. Before I go, it's still 1-0 to England.
tisakangana kutenda vatereri vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa nevamwe vakundikana kupinda muchirongwa rambai muchititsigira zvirongwa zvestudio 7 ndezvenyu zita ndijonga kandemiri murara zvakanaka.